It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And in wake of the Excelsior Springs kidnapping and rape, many people are looking at when Black women in particular go missing. Talking to my good friend again, the president of Ad Hoc Group Against Crime, Damon Daniel, because you all are a catalyst for people when their family members go missing. How are you doing today, Damon?
I'm doing great, Julie. Thank you.
Yes, yes. So you and I initially talked when the reports happened about a serial killer targeting Black women about a month ago. And you, always in connection with KC Police, they said it wasn't verifiable at the time. But Damon, you know, we discussed the reality when Black women go missing, the disparities in coverage. But what do you want to say to families? The important thing is, when a loved one goes missing, what to do so we can get on top of it?
Well, number one, when a loved one goes missing, first thing you should do is contact KCPD or your local law enforcement agency and file a report. The reason why it's so important to file a report, because regardless of age, whenever you even get a tip regarding that person's whereabouts, you can call 911, you can give them the police report, and then they can do what's called a wellness check, or at least go and see about where your loved one is. Without that police report, it's really difficult for them to be able to look up who they're looking for or anything like that. And so, and even when there is a missing person report filed, Ad Hoc Group Against Crime, along with other media outlets, are notified when that occurs. And then Ad Hoc, we can do what we always do, which is get on KPRS and talk about the missing person. We will make social media posts. And if that person continues to be missing, we'll work with that family as well. Yeah. In terms of printing out flyers, doing canvassing, recruiting volunteers, all of that.
And I think it's really important we put that out there, because if a loved one goes missing, heaven forbid, you might panic and not know all the steps you need to take to get the word out as much as possible. But, you know, Damon, we always talk about the issue of distrust with police, you know, under the DOJ investigation. We have Golubsky and KCK. Emphasize still the importance of filing the report anyway, because we want to have as much on someone who's missing as possible, particularly when it comes to our Black women.
Well, one, when you file a report, a missing person report, you're giving them the description of that individual, the last known location. And even with that, if they have a cell phone on them, they can be able to ping that location. There's a lot of things that the law enforcement agencies are able to do, as well as volunteer agencies like Ad Hoc Group Against Crime. And another thing I'll just mention is that, you know, it is extremely important for us to be notified, because lots of times, I mean, even though we do get a lot of, whether it's silver alerts, whether it's youth that have run away, or just, you know, adults who have gone missing, we will still make social media posts as well. And then if they continue to go missing, we'll go ahead and do canvassing and recruit volunteers and canvass the neighborhood or the last known location. With that family. So filing that police report is extremely important. And Julie, let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
You know, not too long ago, I dealt with a case where there was a youth that had run away, mm-hmm. or had gone missing. And the family had got a good tip, and so did we. And so because they had filed a police report, I went to the location with the family, and the people who were there said, yes, she was here. But the family did not trust that their loved one wasn't in that house. But because they filed a police report, the police department showed up. They were given access to go inside and look, and come to find out the youth was not there. And then 2 hours later, we got a call saying, "Hey, she's located at such and such." And that was because we were able to partner with KPRS, get it on the radio, get a description of her out there, and get her posted on social media. All of that is so important. So please file a police report when you feel like your loved one is missing.
All right, and don't forget the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime. They are our community connection when our loved ones go missing. Their 24-hour community hotline is 816-753-1111. Youth hotline, 816-531-2665. And, of course, look for them online as well as on social media. Thank you, Damon, for the work the agency does, helping these families not only find their loved ones, but when injustice happens, helping them find the justice they're looking for.
Thank you, Julie. Take care.